Let's go back to Madison. Coach said you left there a better team than the one that arrived there on Thursday night. What was so good about the improvement?
I think we're all just on the same page. We had good line combinations. We were all playing well together, and I think we were starting to score. I mean, our power play is doing well. I mean, what is it, 6 games in a row now with a goal. I think everything's starting to click a little better. We just got to keep it going for these next few games.
One of the guys who's improved is Clayton Phillips. He still doesn't have a full year of college hockey under his belt. What differences have you seen in his game?
Just his confidence. I mean, coming in last year, halfway through, that's tough. That would be tough for anyone, especially at his age. Just his confidence in practice and games is showing way, way higher. As you can see with the points he's getting, and just waiting for his first goal. It'll be fun.
How will it come? How will his first goal come?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe something fancy, fake shot, and just sneak through. I don't know. He's always got good deception at the point. So.
What's your relationship with Eric Sherrill like? You know, he's gone from being the everyday guy to kind of splitting time now. Has played pretty well in his 2 starts, doesn't have a win to show for it. I mean, what's his confidence like? And, you know, do you guys have to kind of work with him to make sure he stays at the level he's at?
Oh, he's always great on and off the ice, even if he's playing or not. He's always working hard in practice, even if he's not starting the next weekend. But, I mean, just great guy, great in the locker room, and hope to see him play, even if Robbie's playing. Yeah, same guy, always.
What do you know about St. Lawrence?
Played him once 2 years ago. Tied them. They're always hard-fought team, ECAC team. They're always grinders, and glad to have them at our barn this time, and we'll see what they got.
You're the only active guy in this roster that has a point against them. Is everybody looking at you for advice?
I don't know. I've been getting like this talk with the media, so I don't know. It's a good game. I mean, I think we tied them, so maybe come out with a couple wins this weekend and see what happens.
This 6 games in a row now. Home stretch of the season. How important is this, you know, to your psyche, to your record, all of that?
This is huge. I mean, got to take advantage of these home games at all the time. I think we got Michigan State next weekend, so I mean, yeah, just like you said, take advantage of them. It'd be huge for us because didn't get off on the best start and just get a record up a little bit.
Do you guys look at the schedule like ahead of the season and go like, okay, well, here's this big home stand, here's a chance to really, you know, like, I mean, take a hold of it, or do you take it game by game?
Yeah, I mean, any home game is an advantage for us, and we always try to take advantage of that. So,
Bob mentioned that Tommy Novak had a good weekend against Wisconsin. Have you noticed a difference in his attitude play this year compared to last year?
Pretty much the same. I mean, every year you'll get more confidence with your game, and I think he's just working harder, practice games, you can just tell. So, yeah, I think just confidence and overall work ethic. Good.
Cool.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah,
thanks.